Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to the show that teaches you kingdom principles. It's a show dedicated just for you to kind of get you where, from where you are to where you want to be. I am grateful that you're here because on this particular show, we have a segment called How Did I Get Here? That segment, it chronicles you, lets you know that you are important and you've done something that got you here in the lounge. And of course, we have our girl, Jeannie, Kitty of the City.
Meow. Jones. Here and got you here in the lounge because Dr. Tanji has now called all of her friends, co-hosts, supporters, VIPs.
How about that?
So you are now a Dr. Tanji VIP and anybody else you invite because you are important.
Absolutely.
So there you go. You don't have to be in a special line.
Yeah.
Tell them I already got access because of Dr. Tanji.
I love her.
Because.
Don't you love her? Man.
There you go.
Jeannie, who's on the show? You got all of these amazing folks.
Let me tell you something. I'm very excited about the person who is joining the show today, best-selling author Regina Louise. I'm very excited about her on this particular Dr. Tanji show because it's May, in case you didn't know, and this happens to be both Mental Health Awareness Month and also National Foster Care Month. And this best-selling author happens to encompass so much about the principles you talk about, you know, going through life's journeys and pitfalls and how you get through, so much so that her story has been adapted to a movie that was a Lifetime special called I Am Somebody's Child, the Regina Louise story. So we're going to talk about all of those things and so much of what is causing people so much pain and, you know, to end their lives early and things that we've all been through. Right. And we're going to help each other out because that's what we do. We're doing this together.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I love that. We're
so
doing
she's
going
to talk about it. And like I said, how you turn your tragedy into pain and hers has gone to the screen.
Man, she's
so
amazing.
Yep.
Thank you.
You are important.
Absolutely. But before all that greatness, I want to let you in on a secret. Today's principle is your attitude. You got to watch it. Attitude plays such an amazing part of your journey. And I'm going to tell you why. How you look at things really is your attitude. How you react to something, it's your attitude. Where you are right now, where you've been, and where you're going. Honestly, all of the prayer and fasting is wonderful, but if you've got a stinking attitude, if you've got the wrong attitude, you're going to miss the mark. And sadly, you're not going to get to where you want to be. You're going to get to where you have to be. And the entire show is for you to get to where you want to be. And the beautiful thing about it is that you're not going to do it by yourself. So let's make certain that we watch our attitude. Oftentimes, it's really, really easy to get angry, right? You get angry about something. Some people even use the word mad, and I don't like that word. That really is a bad word for me because when you're mad, you're subject to do anything. You're not thinking straightly. You're just, you know, there's too many moving variables. We can get angry. But even in the anger, we have to be careful. We have to make certain that that anger is going to fuel us to literally push us to greatness. Your attitude. It's not always what you say to an individual when you're dialoguing or communicating with someone, but how you say it. Try. Sometimes it's very difficult to do. But try to really practice those present awareness kind of, I'm dealing with this situation. This is an example, but this is how I'd like for it to end. And until I see that desired result, I'm not only going to think that I've got the desired result, but I'm going to know it. And there is a shift in your life that has to take place. It has to take place that will honestly show you exactly what you need to do, what you're doing, and if it's something that is going to be counterproductive, because you're open to God's plan for your life, you have nothing. And I really honestly do mean this. You have absolutely nothing to worry about when you have the right attitude. Very important. I like to use myself as an example. Last week, I was faced with something that was just unimaginable. Why now? Something that could have really just changed the trajectory of my life. But I had to remember, if I look at this situation, as dire as it looks, as it appears right now, not only am I going to do myself a disservice, but I'm going to do my future a disservice. So I adopted the attitude of no matter what, even if it means that I've got to cry, okay, I'll cry. If it means I've got to scream, I'll scream. But I am not going to give up, not on me, not this time, and I'm certainly not going to give up on my faith. So in essence, I chose to have an attitude that was going to be conducive to where I was and to where I needed to be. Yes, I prayed. Yes, I believed. But then I had a shift in my thinking that all is well. And in everything, I had to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all was truly well. And the proof is in the pudding. I'm sitting here today. I'm thankful that all is well. It may not be how I want it to be, but God knows it's not how it was. So let's practice this week on adopting the right attitude, being very careful, being very, very careful of what we see, of what we hear, of the environment that we place ourselves in. And you will soon discover that having the right attitude in everything matters. That's my story. Now, I think we've got this wonderful woman on the phone.
Absolutely. So excited to have her joining the Dr. Tanji show. Just like I said, I mean, it's just it's always a perfect time, but with May being Mental Health Awareness and National Foster Care Month, couldn't be a more great time to have best-selling author Regina Louise. Her best-selling book, Somebody Has Led This Child to Believe, and the bestseller, Somebody's Someone. Oh, that's just a power title all by itself.
I know.
And just her testimony and her work has been so potent and powerful that it's been transitioned into a Lifetime film that was recently on. And that's entitled I Am Somebody's Child, the Regina Louise Story. So welcome to the show.
Hi, ladies. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, when you hear
an introduction.
Exactly, and when I gotta have to ask you, when you hear that, knowing that that's your body of work, your feelings, your journey, how does that make you feel? Because it is powerful. When you hear it, you can tell that that is layers of stuff in there.
Great question. I just think about the little girl, the 12-year-old in me that was in solitary confinement. That little girl who would scream into the light that shone through at the threshold of the door. And I just think about her And I think that, wow, look what you did, sweet baby. Look what you did. And I look at it like this, that I planted my possibility, my voice into this moment back then in solitary confinement. And then I had to create opportunities to catch up to it. And this moment is just that. It's a moment where my present coalesces with my past, and it's a reflection of hope and action.
So if anybody doesn't know what happened to that 12-year-old little girl, can you give us the backstory and your journey through survival?
So I was born to a very young mother who herself was a foster child. And as a result of her being such a young baby and having her own trauma and her historical trauma, she did what she could, you know, but she set me up for what's called adverse childhood experiences. And let's just say I had plenty of them. Mm-hmm. And I took to taking care of myself as a child, and I turned myself into the police station. I turned myself into the Department of Social Services. I then became a ward of the state. And then I met a woman who wanted to become my forever family. She wanted to offer me permanency. But in the 70s, because she's white and I'm black, that was not a popular way to deal with the issue of African-American children being removed from homes and communities. And my social worker at the time, rightfully so, was vehement about not having me farmed out to a white family. And in her mind, it was tantamount to genocide, you know. And so she wasn't going to have it. And as a result of her not having it, I didn't have anything. I had no one. And I aged out of foster care with a black garbage bag. Thank God I was smart, and I got myself into San Francisco State. Eight other universities chose San Francisco State, and I patchworked myself to this moment. Through, you know, it's just, it was a matter of patchwork moments. Hmm. Faith, as I heard you say just a moment ago, and stitching those faith patches and being willing to put Humpty back together again and again and again. I got to say this. I thought that all the king horses and all the king's men were very smart. And I thought, darn, if they really took a page from my book, I could show them how to put Humpty back together. That's my thinking.
I love it.
Wow.
I absolutely
wow.
love it.
A few times in a few ways.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. What an amazing story. Thank you so much, Regina. Thank you so very much for just saying, you know what? I gotta matter. I'm here. I gotta matter. Were in that span of dealing with, you know, the rejection, the no's, was it ever, I guess, discussed maybe with therapist or a therapy that maybe we're dealing with maybe a mental illness, or what was it that, I guess, that kind of set you apart that you just kept going? I asked two questions
there. That's a great question. I think that to speak to that, during the 70s, we did not have a language. There was no lexicon for trauma.
Okay.
And especially as a, you know, female gendered African-American orphan. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
They were going to criminalize my right to belong, my right to choose who I loved, and my right to decide what my blackness was. You know, it was not my social worker's right to determine how I expressed my blackness. I was rooted in my blackness. I was that girl. But even then, I never wanted to be completely defined by that. And I think that set me up to look as though I had a personality disorder. I was borderline. I was schizoaffective. I mean, how dare me say that I wanted to have this woman adopt me, not because she was white, but because she liked me. She was kind to me. And because I was not attaching to other options, And purely because I'd already connected. So when we deal with attachment, mm-hmm. attachment is not intellectual. It is purely emotional and biochemical. And this woman came to me at a time when I was in serious trauma. And because she mediated the trauma in the way that she did, I trusted, I leaned in, I connected, and then the rest is history, right? Because right. now there's a bond. Mm-hmm. And because I was willing to put everything on the line for that, mm-hmm. I was pathologized. My need to belong was criminalized. And therein enters all the labels, all the ways in which they tried to put me in a chemical straitjacket, not so different mm-hmm. than they are doing these incredible, you know, babies that are at our borders. They're in right. chemical straitjackets to numb down their inhibitions to exist, to want, to thrive, to have desires that nobody has any intention on making happen.
Right, right.
And what I find amazing, Regina Louise, more than too many times we are hearing from so many people, from children, like the 12-year-old that you were, to early adult, to adult, who people just can't make it through. And it's happening more than ever now at a younger age. I mean, it's amazing that, you know, Common, philanthropist, hip hop, you know, I mean, legend, Grammy, Oscar winner, just now in life with accolades and everything else, is going to release a book just now to talk about the 9-year-old boy in him that was hurt and sexually abused by a family friend. And so I'm saying all that to say, for anybody listening and watching right now, you made it through.
Right.
Common made it through. A lot of people cannot make it through. I'm still would like to know, what was it that made you decide, I'm going to do this? I might not have anybody else. All you wanted, any child is born for is to love, but you weren't receiving that. You, I can't believe you went through the entire system with people wanting you and then still being rejected, not even giving that when you had the opportunity to have love and have a family, regardless of the race. How did you say, hang on? Because at 12, we don't know. We have grown folks. My point is, we have grown folks who can't get through, giving up. They turn to substance abuse and things like this. A child who doesn't even, brain not fully developed. I mean, how did you say, I'm going to get through this, I'm going to hold on? Who was it? What was it that helped you?
First of all, you have to understand that that question that you just posed is worthy of a dissertation. Like, that's a PhD question, right?
And, yes,
and
it
thank
was.
You.
Come
and
on, Dr. Regina Louise, give it to me.
Okay. I will humbly attempt to hack that question, and I will respond intuitively and say, the difference is there was nothing ever wrong with me, and I knew that. And I knew, I felt, I didn't have the language, but I felt that I was loved. So when I heard on that, you know, auspicious Sunday morning, as my little legs are dangling over the front pew in the church, what I heard, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believeth shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That was the magic ticket. I thought, oh my goodness, it's the belief, BELIEVE. That is the magic ticket. And so I've not so different than the parable of the feeding of the 4,000, right? Mm-hmm. You got to figure it out. How was Jesus able to feed 4,000 with, you know, what the resources that were had.
Right.
So when I take that and I look at that, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. this joy that I feel in my body, this love that I am, this belief system that I have, it allows me to multiply that. That's my feeding. That's my fish and loaves, my joy, my outlook, my love. And I'm going to multiply that. And in doing so, I'm going to draw like-minded others into my space. And then guess what we're going to have? We're going to have celebration. Who's going to scale that and multiply that again and again and again? And ladies, that is what has gotten me to this place right here.
Oh, Regina,
speaking to you.
Amen.
Well, let me tell you, after you hacked that so concisely and perfectly, let me tell you, you need to do is two things that I'm suggesting. And Dr. Tanji, you know, I mean, we're talking about these tours that we are in the midst of producing, but
right.
You've got to do a To Believe tour. I mean,
absolutely.
It is what it is. And then because like you said, it is so powerful and so PhD-ish that
you know what? I love you. I don't even know who you is. You're gonna make me drop down. I'm gonna have to leave that higher education lexicon alone and say, see, you
ask your publicist Lynn Jeter. She has been riding with me for years from east to west coast, okay? And you've gotten that, but that's one side of it. But because what is so powerful about your movement and what you offer is, you know, like I said, my thing is to always, in layman's terms, because you and Dr. Tanji, I mean, it, like I said, just radiate just beautiful what it is. It is what it is. But there's somebody listening.
No, this is what it is. I got to stop you. This is what it is. Let me tell y'all something.
Come on.
Just an hour ago, I'm sitting down with Bishop T.D. Jakes's partner. And all I could think about, he made a comment. He said, I'm all about how to turn a book into a conference. And I thought, amen, yay, man. And then amen again. Mm. And then so you sit here and you tell me, well, you're going to need to launch the To Believe tour. Let me tell you.
You don't need to hear it for a third time. You convinced.
No, you know what? What we need to do, we need to collaborate. And we need to bring all the forces that be and the powers that be and make this happen.
There it is. Okay, well, I'll talk to you next week. I'll talk to you next week about what we need to do. Okay, all right. So I said that component of it, and then because it is worthy to be broken down, everybody can't digest where you are right now, but I am somebody's child for all of my mentees through collegiate to younger. So there's your two levels of the movement that we will collaboratively do. So I just want to.
Okay. Do it. Well, you're just speaking.
So
that.
I was waiting for her to. So we doing all this.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, Regina. Okay. Regina
wow.
Louise.
Okay.
You do
wow.
know that.
And there's your wow.
Yeah. This woman is. I call her a birther. Okay. You get pregnant with an idea. All right. And God, in his infinite wisdom, already did it, right? And time and space is that set time. And then she comes on and she wasn't in your meeting just a minute ago, but
that's right.
She will, she brings to birth. She makes you get pregnant and tells you, you're going to deliver and you're going to deliver right now. Or tomorrow or next week, and you're like, but I'm not dilated. So,
but you want to know something? I'm going to have to ask the concierge at my hotel to bring me a fur coat because y'all speaking the truth, and I got goosebumps. I got goosebumps
again and again.
And my daddy may not have given me a whole lot other than my incredible life, but that man told me, you know, the spirit is speaking truth. When you get goosebumps. So y'all keep on at it.
Come on.
Keep on.
Come on. And that's why we show up, Miss Regina.
That's right.
That's why That's why we go through hell, forgive my right. German, to get here.
No.
You know, don't, and right. I tell people, don't let the smiles fool you. Don't let that MD fool you, because with that, you don't know what was going on the night before. You weren't there when the tears were there. You weren't there when it was quiet in the house, and you go down to your prayer altar and you're saying, God, if you don't, right now, Daddy, right now. Anyway.
That's right. And you're thinking, and something is saying, I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me.
Come on.
Every time. You got to do it again and again and again.
Come on.
I cannot give up now.
Oh, come on.
Come too far.
Yeah.
From where I started
Yeah.
Nobody
baby.
Told me the work would be easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me. Y'all better come on.
That's where we are. That's the spirit that we live. We just happen to be enclosed in his earth suit with his suitcase, his soul.
Ooh.
But we're spirits. Ooh. And every now and again, we have human moments.
Mm.
When you have those human moments, Regina Louise, Regina Louise, what is it? You talked about your faith. You said that beautiful scripture, John 3:16. We get it confused. Ooh. We're thinking that he sent it. He sent him for the church. Come on. We think he sent him for the Christian. He sent him for the world.
That's the world.
That's the word, babe. That's the word.
The world. It's the Omega. The Omega.
This
is all about the I am.
I am.
We are. From
That's
that
it.
I am, it divides into we are. I am. We are all one in this
Absolutely.
Thing. And I get that.
You get
and
that.
I got to tell you, when you know what you mentioned, someone has led this child to believe. See, what brought that to fruition, this is the moment, is my file that my social worker kept on me.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in my book, Someone Has Led This Child to Believe. So the file, how she archived me, how she wrote me down and wrote my narrative down, and how that is registered in the national narrative,
I
had to go in and challenge that, because she didn't get to have dominion over
what
was going to happen for me. So I made that a character in the book, because here's the deal. I would have never been anybody's child if I believed what she or anybody else told me.
Hmm.
So it's interesting that Lifetime named the book, I Am Somebody's Child, and the name of my memoir is Someone Has Led This Child to Believe, because had I believed what they were feeding me, I would have, we wouldn't be sitting here talking.
Absolutely.
That's what that book is about. It's this position of duality. Did they lead me to believe that I was less than deserving the air I breathe, or did they lead me to believe that I am somebody's child? You do the math.
Wow.
Incredible. Wow. Absolutely incredible. And so how did I Am Somebody's Child get it to the Lifetime Network and that deal happen?
Oh, man. See, you asked those questions that I'm going to have to give up all my success hacks. That's a whole other conversation. But I'm going to tell you like this. I ushered this thing. I held it, nursed it for 19 years, if we include when I began writing my first book, Somebody, Someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2000, and a Lifetime had optioned it a couple of times, but we get to 2017. I call up the producer who had optioned it 9 years previously,
mm-hmm.
and I said, you've got to call. I had a dream. You got to call Lifetime. They're going to do the movie. And I'm not sure if anybody believed me, but let me just tell it like this. I called up a couple people, and the next thing I know, you got to get it to Lifetime. You've got to do it. I know it's been 9 years, but they're ready to do the movie.
Oh, wow.
And I had developed a one-person show with the story to keep it alive in the time span that, you know, the option had had elapsed.
Right.
And they made the call. The people that I reached out to, they made the call, sent the script in, and it was greenlit within less than a week.
Oh, I love it.
I like that. And I like the fact that you were also going to take it to theater, because that's where I really feel the intimate connection.
Absolutely.
And the feeling. So I would also, along with, you know, these tours that we're going to do, I would like to see that on stage as well. Because no, that that feeling of you bringing it that way is an entirely different level.
Absolutely.
So that
if Tyler Perry,
okay,
our brother Tyler Perry did it. So he just showed us the way to do it, and he showed us that. Let me say this, ladies.
Uh-huh.
Every day since April 20th, when I Am Somebody's Child aired on Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I've received in total upwards of 20,000 Instagram, Facebook, and all sorts of correspondences, mm-hmm, for people saying, I watched it not two, not three, not four, but 10 times,
oh, wow,
9 times, 8 times, because the things that people are saying, these aren't the people, thank God, who these are the kind of people, and I want to be very careful and tender,
mm-hmm,
in how I state this. These are people who are reaching out, who in some way, shape, or form have felt disremembered and unaccounted for.
Absolutely.
These are people, when I get a little girl from Louisiana who says, I've watched your movie 3 times, my eyes got wet and watery, I don't know why, and I had to turn it off, and then I went back to it, and now I see that I've never met anybody like you who's like me. Would you come and speak at my graduation? I get it every day, day long.
Wow.
I'm blown away. It's almost as though, in a weird way, it's like, if you've never had a black doll that looks like you,
uh-huh,
with the kinky hair, uh-huh, and maybe, uh-huh, a little broader nose, it's like getting that thing, that representation, that mirroring that's like you. So I think for those of us who have, our lives have been shaped by just innumerable traumas, to see the other side. Because my character, she's African American.
Mm-hmm.
She's an orphan. She's medicated. She's gone through solitary confinement. She's a foster child, and she gets adopted. This is a character who has touched every faction of the foster care industrial complex. Usually, kids have one, maybe two.
Right.
My character went through all 5. Why? Because that's evidence that she had no one.
Mm. Wow.
And that was the next question I had, but you just answered it. So we're, mm-hmm, definitely on a core, because I said, you know, if someone is listening now who has that feeling, and so many people, even if they are around people, feel so alone and isolated. I can't, like I said, I can't even imagine when you don't have any connection with a birth parent, and then you're in a system that doesn't care, but people feel that way all day, every day, just walking around.
Absolutely, they do.
Through daily
but
life.
See, that's, yes, ma'am. But see, that's when the parable of the feeding, mm-hmm, of the thousands come in.
Mm-hmm.
So my adopted mom, she was kind to me. I am blessed to say that by grace,
mm-hmm,
I had the wherewithal to take that kindness and tuck it away into a pocket of my memory, so that when I was alone and when I had no one, I actually was never alone, because I could always find something to belong to. It could be that memory. It could be, oh, you know what? I remember my forefathers, the slaves,
mm-hmm,
they went through things that make this look like a cake walk.
Absolutely.
I'm going to belong to what they did in order for me to be here now. I was that kid.
Wow.
So for those people who are suffering, I say this. Find the tendernesses that you also have tucked in the pocket of your heart or your memory. Find the compassions that have been meted out to you. Find the stories from your ancestors, especially for the people who died so that you could be here, who laid their lives down. And even if they weren't necessarily a relative, they are our cultural ancestors, belong to the fact that they gave what they gave in order for us to be here now. Are you kidding me? To belong to Harriet Tubman's journey, to belong to Sojourner Truth, to belong to W.E.B. Du Bois. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to belong to that. Right? Wow. And if you have hope, ladies, right? If you have hope, what is that? Faith is the evidence of all things hoped for. So if you have faith and hope, you belong. You can never be lost.
That's it.
There's always something to belong to.
That's it. Absolutely. You make life. And you've heard this, but I must tell you this. I was given flowers today, right? So I've got to give you your flowers, right?
Aww.
You went through what you went through. No fault of your own, right? But in essence, Regina, you did that for her and for her and for her. And so it never was about you, if that makes any sense.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, you
now
did
you're
it,
talking my
yeah,
language.
Yeah, yeah, baby. You did it for us and for that. Thank you. You know, sometimes thank you, even when I'm talking to my daddy, I call my Heavenly Father daddy, right? Because of that relationship
that
we got. Sometimes I'm talking with him and I'm saying, Dad, thanks. But it just don't seem like it's enough. So let me just live the life that you want me to live. Mm, so
that's right.
Thank you. Thank you for showing me that I've been writing on this thing for how many years now, you know, and I wanted to ask that question, but that 12-year-old in me said, oh, don't ask that. You don't want to ask that question. So thank you for doing what you do and standing. You're still standing.
You know?
Yeah.
Thank you. And baby, when you're saying this, what you're doing is you're healing me on levels. You're healing identity trauma that I have absorbed from people who have accused me of not being Black enough, of not being this enough. And it's like, wow. When you say what you just said about you did it, you named it. Mm. You did it for her and the generational hers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow. I feel as though I trend in that moment, the healing you gave me, I immediately transcended beyond spatial reality and temporal reality.
Yeah.
And I was able to accept your kindness, your sentiment in the realm beyond the identified realm of Black, white, yes, no, right, wrong.
Yeah.
So basically, when you said what you said, you literally elevated my spirit, literally, to a higher level, and she met you there. And as a result of that, I just had one of the most incredible healings that I've had in a long time, and no one could ever take that from me. So I want to say thank you.
Oh my God. To God be the glory. I wish I was that smart. I wish I was that talented. I'm not. But I only say what he tells me to say, and I thank you so very much for receiving that. Because the trajectory that you're on right now, lady, think it not strange. And do what you said you were going to do. You do what you said you were going to do those times when all of this hadn't been, you know, given to you just yet. It was already done. But you know how that sometimes we have to go through those processes where we grow up and we let some things go, and some of the promises that we made were just, you know, just kind of crazy promises, and they never were meant to be, you know, made. But even in that, now you're able to come full circle and say, you know what? I am so ready for this. I deserve to be here. You deserve
Amen.
To be here, lady.
Amen.
You do know that, right?
And please.
Oh, you know what? Wow. You know, people use that word deserve in an interesting way, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm a little suspect of it, but I must say this.
Okay.
I, in this moment, permission myself to accept the word deserve, because I have actually worked to get where I am. It was not handed to me from an earthly level.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Handed to me from a spiritual level, yes. Mm-hmm. I have privilege in that realm.
Absolutely.
But you have just helped me once again take a word that I've been a little suspect with and accept the blessing that that word wants to bestow upon me. And again, thank you, teacher.
Ah, to God be the glory.
So amazing, amazing. And so I see the To Believe tour and then the I Am Somebody's Child tour coming to a city near you. So make sure you stay interactive. Again, best-selling author, Girl Power and all that it is, Regina Louise. Again, a best-selling author. Somebody has Led This Child to Believe, and also Somebody's Someone. I mean, just incredible. So
incredible.
The books are available. And if anybody needs to interact with you before I keep them, informed about tours we have coming, how can they interact with you?
I love Instagram. So
okay, you're an IG chick. Okay.
My Instagram handle is The Real Regina Louise, in case you were curious. The Real Regina Louise.
I love it.
And I have a website, www.IamRegina Louise. And then, Facebook, my name.
Absolutely.
Well, in other words, we'll talk to you a conference call next week, and this will continue. This will continue, and
Regina,
so amazing having you, and talk to you and see you soon.
Thank you so
very
much.
Yeah, and so it is, ladies. Blessings.
So it is. Absolutely. All is well, lady. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You're welcome.
There you go.
What just happened? Did I ruin my makeup yet again?
You know, always. And this is starting to happen every week on the Dr. Tanja Show.
I'm trying.
Every time. Geez. So, again, feel free to interact at Dr. Tanja Show. Okay. And you're going to want to stay interactive because we have Mother's Day coming this weekend. I think Mother's Day is every day. But,
you know,
the whole big thing is coming up this weekend. And the Dr. Tanja Show has an amazing gift bag courtesy of SheaButterLikeWoe.com. And so, ladies, we know you deserve it. And fellas, look, hint, looking out for you, okay? Doesn't matter who she is in your life. Is it mom? Is it grandma? Is it auntie? Is it wife? Is it that woman that takes care of your daughter when you have to do overtime? Whoever she is, we want to hook you up. So if you like Dr. Tanji, Jeannie Jones, how do I get hooked up with Shea Butter Like Woe? Well, you're going to have to look at Dr. Tanji's Instagram or Facebook. She's going to tell you what you need to do and to qualify. And we're looking for a winner like in the next 48 hours. So you can tell that woman in your life, like, hey, my mom, that woman is like, whoa. Okay. So, yeah, absolutely.
The product, honestly, I'm just going to plug this here.
Okay, because you can.
Unbelievable. And I
can't. And you're not just saying this.
No.
Okay.
I've got this routine, right? I love to, when I shower, I like to go ahead and put my oils and lotions on. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to put this to the test and see if this really works. And it works. I kid you not. When I slather it on, it stays on all day. See, I'm really smooth.
You're smooth. Like Coco.
And I've got the mango, and it's just.
And then the way it smells, all the different scents. Yeah. So SheaButterLikeWoe.com. Pick it up. We're hooking you up. Great product. I mean, natural, organic. Yes. And if you have skin conditions, when I tell you, not only are you smelling and feeling good, I mean, it actually worked. We had somebody who even had a prescription for eczema, and that wasn't working, but the Shea Butter Like Woe cleared it right up.
Absolutely. We use it at home. Friend uses it on the babies, and their skin is just like butter. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And our baby suffers with eczema. Put that on him, and he's not scratching anymore. So it's almost like an anti-itch, But it's wonderful. It's the truth, And I'm that's my story, and I'm going to stick with it.
Okay, well, and guess what? Because anything that good, we have to share with the Dr. Tanji VIPs, which is you.
Yep.
Again, we want to give you a Shea Butter Like Whoa Mother's Day gift bag. So, again, interact at Dr. Tanji Show, Instagram, Facebook. The details on how you qualify to win will be there later today. And also want to congratulate you for not only being a super mom, but the premiere of Talk to Tanji happened on Monday.
How about that? I'll clap on that one too.
So you two are VIP now. You know,
to get out of your comfort zone, right? And to say what you live and to honestly care about people. You know, I'm in the business that my daddy's in, and that's people. To really tell someone, come on, you got this. That's what the show is all about. The show is not about, hey, you should be there or you should be there. It is a show where you can bring your product to market, for even if it's an idea. You know, I just don't want you to waste any more time. And I mean that. I wasted time. I wasted time because I was afraid. I wasted time because I didn't think I had enough money. I wasted time because I didn't think that I had the right connections. All you need is one connection.
One away.
That's it. That one, aside from God, who lives in you, is you.
Yeah,
you gotta believe. You gotta believe that you can do this.
Yep, you got this.
And that's what the show is about. I want you to log on to join me on Mondays. It's not just a show to say, hey, look at me. It's a show where accountability. I am going to be your accountability partner. And I'm not going to waste my time. And you're not either. So log on. Let's do this. Let's do this together.
Facebook Live Mondays, 5 p.m. Pacific time,
absolutely.
8 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
Talk to Tanji every Monday on Facebook Live. And it's for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dr. Tanji, I see you getting ready to bring people in live on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And
yes.
So, again, share with partners, friends, anybody that's ever been afraid of anything.
Absolutely.
This is your moment to give birth to whatever it is you've ever wanted to do.
Let's do this.
For doing that.
Absolutely.
Talk to Tanji every Monday, Facebook Live.
How about that, Jimmy?
Yep. Done.
Yeah.
Done.
Got one more plug. This outfit that I've got on, I again, not bragging or boasting, but when you challenge someone, you know, one of the biggest things that you can do, one of the things that for me a litmus test is, it's nice when people bestow accolades upon you, right? Oh, you're so nice. Oh my God, you helped me. That's so wonderful. God, to God be the glory. But when you live with people and they see you wanting to be all that you're supposed to be in this earth, and you challenge them, hey, you guys need to get busy,
right?
Bring something to market. This young woman, I love her so much. I told her I can love you even more, any more if you were my own daughter, Frances, right? She goes and she has this Zaya and Company. I hope I said that right, friend. She's listening. This is one of her outfits.
Beautiful.
I know, right? And it feels good, you know? And I left home and my husband says, You're going to the show, right? Absolutely, I am. But check her out. She's on Instagram, Zaya and Company. If you do your search, I'm learning. I'm still learning all this good stuff. But Zeya, Semper Sign Company. She's amazing. She has some amazing pieces. And she's, again, doing a soft launch now. But she's getting ready to go full force. And you're not going to be angry that you're not going to be angry at that. You feel like you're wasting your time because it is, the pieces are amazing. And I love the fact that she does everything she's doing is with her heart. I love that. So that's my stake.
Well, that is great. What an amazing show. Again, thank you to best-selling author Regina Louise and her amazing best-selling book, Somebody Has Led This Child to Believe, and also the book Somebody's Someone.
Wow.
Powerful, powerful titles. And again, Lifetime, the network, is really good at recycling mm-hmm. their programming. Mm-hmm. So her movie, you may be able to definitely catch I Am Somebody's Child, the Regina Louise story. Stream it, find it, call, you know, Lifetime, like, look, I need to see it again if yeah. you can't catch it, okay? And just thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Tanji Show. And stay interactive, because we want to get you that Mother's Day gift, because we know that woman in your life deserves a shea butter, like, whoa, package, okay?
You better believe it. And happy Mother's Day to yes. my Annie D. Happy Mother's Day to my sister, Tarika. If I forgot you, please forgive me, Kia and Tori and Jeannie, Kitty of the City.
Happy Mother's Day. Yes.
We know that every yes. day is Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
We do not take your tuning in to us for granted. Thank you. You could have chosen to be anywhere you wanted to be, and you chose to spend this time with us, and we're grateful. Until next Wednesday at
yep.
2 o'clock.
Yep. We'll do it then.
Absolutely. Have an amazing day. God bless you. And we look forward to your interacting with us on Facebook Live Mondays at 5 p.m.
Because yep, you are Pacific. Dr. Tanji VIP, because we're doing this together.
How about that? Yeah.
Doing this together.
Doing
Bye.
This together. Bye.
Listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.